Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I don't know if anyone else has done this, but I often pay for a 10 or 15 rand parking ticket with a 100 rand note. Why? Just so I can get that change, because I permanently seem to be scrounging for cash to tip the car guard or the petrol attendant. Remy Wainer may have found a way around this, and he's my guest to tell me more. Remy, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Charisse. What a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you. Remy, is South Africa one of the most unequal countries in the world between the haves and the have-not? And does that lead to those who only work in cards and those who only have cash?
Absolutely. I mean, it's well known that we are very much an emerging economy, one stricken with inequality. And at the same time, technology in South Africa is very advanced. When it comes to banking infrastructure and payment rails, we are very advanced, and we do have access to some of the latest technologies in a global sense. Now, the South African Reserve Bank and many of the financial institutions in the country are actually pushing adoption of the latest payment rails, the latest banking rails, of which all are digital. Now, what this means is that those that are reliant on cash, cash income, and cash-heavy markets and economies have been to an extent left behind. It's not to say that these are not functioning economies. It's more so an accessibility issue, where these kind of markets and these kind of people that reliant on cash don't have the accessibility to the latest payment methods and banking products.
I mean,
so there very much is a divide.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking now, I was just talking to someone who works in the inner city, and I remember my days at Braamfontein, where so much of the economy was literally hand to mouth, with hawkers sitting outside with whatever they've got, chappies or... and selling it for coins. And I'm sure that's still very much prevalent when you think about how sophisticated our economy actually is.
Absolutely. The informal space is still massive. The turnover in the informal market, the kasi economy, township economies, and cash-reliant businesses that are informal is in turnovers in the hundreds of billions of rands. And I think that's why the Reserve Bank and the institutions in the country are making a very deliberate attempt to try to digitize those kind of movements, so that there's traceability, that those monies that are cash are obviously not taxed, and there's no data around them.
Yeah.
And beyond that, cash is very cumbersome nowadays, especially with this whole push from the Reserve Bank to reduce cash in circulation. You know, what this does mean is that, yes, many people that are reliant on cash, whether they're a street vendor, you know, selling newspapers, or purely if they're just reliant on tips, formal workers. I mean, these underserved people that don't have access to these kind of technologies are not just part of the informal economy. They're formal workers, such as car guards that are employed by a parking mall, a shopping center, and fuel attendants. Their papers are in order, they're formally employed, but because a part of their income is reliant on cash, they've actually found that there's money left on the table because customers no longer carry cash.
That's
and
right.
Most South Africans no longer carry cash, and therefore that transaction doesn't take place.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. Firstly, just a little bit about your background and how you got into the space.
Absolutely. So I've been in the financial services for quite a while, since 2022. I'm a young guy, I'm 28. I studied accounting at WITS, so I do have a financial background. So I've always been paying attention to the latest movements with regards to the regulators and what's happening. And with the whole move to everything digital, it was so obvious with the deliberate attempt to move everything digital, there are going to be people that are left behind. Those are the people that don't have access. So, that transaction, when you're putting 1,000 rand in your car and you're unable to tip somebody 10 rand or 20 rand is beyond frustrating. It just feels so wrong to me. So, I mean, that's when I identified that. And considering that the regulators and The people that make the decisions in these spaces are pushing for these kind of products. You know, if I told myself, if I come with a good product to solve this issue, I think I'll see some backing. And it's been rewarding to date. It's been exactly that. So my company's called No Cash, No Cash Payments. And what we do is we're a payments company doing payments for the underserved markets. Our initial wedge has been tips, and it has been people that solely rely on cash and no longer making that income. So we found that initially, it's been 2 years now. We started in 2024, and we've been facilitating tips for fuel attendants, for car guards, golf caddies, event security. I mean, the market for those that were reliant on cash income is massive. And they all have the tools to receive these payments because they have a SIM card. And if they don't have a bank account, rather, if they usually people have a bank account, even these people that are within the informal market, within the cash economy, they have a bank account. But if they don't have a bank account, they have a SIM card, which means they are absolutely capable of receiving these digital payments. The issue was that that wasn't communicated. So that method of receiving the funds, being the SIM card or the bank details, they weren't able to communicate to their customer or the person wanting to pay them, this is how you pay me. So we've come out with QR codes that specifically direct someone to that receiver's profile, and you can pay them using Apple Pay, credit card, Ozo, SnapScan, whichever payment method you want to use. That's what we try to do. We try to provide the accessibility to these payment rails to the end user in the formal economy and to those that need it most.
Yeah, I think it's incredible, and I've also seen. I'm not sure if it's necessarily no cash, and maybe we should let's take a break here, and then after the break we can talk a little bit about maybe the market and how we actually go about doing this.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Cherie Seffert. This is Above Board, and I'm talking to Remy Wehner from No Cash. It's No Cash Organize. What is the proper title?
It's no cash or no cash payments.
No Cash Payments. Okay. Remy, we were talking about. Okay. I was recently in Rosebank in a parking mall. And it was someone came running up to me for a tip, and he actually put a little card in my face and said, "You don't need cash, you don't need cash." And I went, "Oh, I don't need cash, but I don't really know what to do next." So I went and scrounged for some more cash. Firstly, are there different apps, and exactly how does yours work?
Absolutely. I think trust is the biggest thing, and that's on both sides of the equation. You as the payer and the receiver receiving the funds, trust is the most important thing. So how it works is what I have here is a QR code, right? This is the same QR code that a fuel attendant or car guard would have. The QR code, we're all familiar with the QR code. We're familiar with SnapScan. We're familiar with scanning this, and it takes you to a web page. So for us, that's far more secure. We used to have an NFC chip inside this. The NFC chip is what allows you to touch your phone onto a point of sales machine or onto a device, and that allows you to pay. But that feels quite foreign to us, the same way it did to you. I mean, someone comes running up to you and they says, "Please tap this." And you don't feel so confident because you don't know what happens next,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
Whereas with the QR code, it's been around for ages, and we know when you scan this, it's going to take you to a web page. It's going to redirect you somewhere. Funds are not going to leave your account. And the beauty of it is you scan this, you don't need to pay in the moment. Our payment takes really quick. It's about 10 seconds because it's Apple Pay and Google Pay. However, you can scan it. It takes you to the receiver's payment page, and you can drive home. You can visit it later on. You can visit their payment page later on without scanning the QR code. And we see that a lot. We see a lot of people log in. Well, not log in. You don't need an app or a sign up to pay with us. Just so for the the convenience of the person wanting to pay. So it's purely that simple. You scan it, you pay. The person receiving gets an SMS saying you've received these funds. They have a dashboard where they can log in, they can see all their funds. And I think it's just provided a lot of flexibility because we don't want people to be forced to pay. We don't want you to feel, oh, this person's run up to me, they're flashing this thing in my face, now I must tap. You can scan this thing and you can drive off and make your decision, you know? So I think that flexibility is important. And yeah, we've seen such great adoption because the people we're helping are also, they're so familiar with the QR code. So when we say we've got this for you, you know, they're really excited. They're like, I've been waiting for this. You know, I've been desperate for this because I haven't been able to receive without cash, without my customers having cash. So there's no education piece. They pick it up, they start using it. And it's the same for the customer. And we're starting to see a lot of products come out in the space, being digital tips. Which is awesome to see because it's, I think the biggest thing for me is that it puts pressure on the business owners to say you've got to, you know, actually provide this accessibility to your workforce. If you've got a fuel station and you know your guys are earning 10 to 20% less because they're not receiving tips anymore, I think there should almost be an onus to look at these kind of products, especially considering this is purely independent. We don't interfere with the operations. We are not integrated into anything. We handle the tips, but at the same time, you as a business owner have complete oversight. You can see all the data. You can see which of your employees is receiving tips, which part of your parking lot is receiving tips. So the data itself is also very powerful. So it's a great tool for businesses beyond, you know, the fact that those reliant on tip income now have a means to receive that digital income.
And it's reassuring for both sides, but you mentioned the data coming in. I'm curious to know if people would tip more if it's scanned and not cash, because it's somehow easier to give more if you're already doing it through an app, or not an app, but a site.
Digitally, absolutely, and it's traceable, right? So if you give and you've made a mistake, it's there, it's traced. You can come, you can contact us, and we'll reverse the transaction. And the same goes for those receiving. You know, they've got a full report of their traceability. We provide them statements. So we've really tried to provide such a great offering for these guys because they've been left behind. The accessibility hasn't been provided. So we've really made a proper effort to make a proper product for business owners and for those reliant on tips. And the market's taken really well to it, specifically fuel stations, shopping centers, and golf courses. This year we've picked up quite a few country clubs, and that would be for golf caddies. And I mean the market is massive for those workers that are reliant on cash income. So we're expecting to see more and more growth.
Remy, in conclusion, what do the, because I'm sure all of us know somebody who could benefit from having this, what do they do? And then secondly, what is required of us making the payments?
So for someone wanting to make a payment, you simply scan the worker's QR code and you're directed to their payment profile. That's where you can make the payment, or you can drive off and pay later, or you can visit their profile later. And for those that want to set this up at their business or want to set it up for themselves, you just simply sign up on our website or you contact us, all available on our website, www.nocashpay.com. .co.za, or you can just Google no cash. And from there, we'll sort you out. The onboarding is very, very easy. And we'd like to take the onus off the business owner so they can just, you know, proceed with the operations. We sign up their guys. A few days later, they have their QR codes and they can begin to earn digital tips.
Absolutely fantastic initiative. Thank you so much for being my guest and sharing that with me.
Thank you so much, Cherise. Thank you for having me.
That is Remy Wainer from No Cash Tips. And I think it is absolutely amazing and something I think we can all benefit from. Before I say goodbye, I just want to remind you that if you have experienced any anti-Semitism or intimidation because you're Jewish, please report it on our WhatsApp line 078-259-9417. If you want to know what the board is doing, please check out our social media pages. Let me also tell you that Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage your health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness and clinic inside. Dis-Chem Pharmacies, better health starts here. Thanks to all of you for joining me. Thanks to Craig for putting the show together. If there's anything you'd like to comment on, you're always welcome to send me an email on charisse@sajabd.org. Otherwise, until next week, I wish you Shabbat Shalom.